This episode was created on unceded Coast Salish territories of the Lekwungen and Wissanic people. CFUV has been around for over 30 years. In that time, we have worked with many radio hosts, all with their own unique experiences and stories. I'm setting out to find how CFUV has affected its community and to get an inside story on CFUV's DJs. I'm Max Monday, and this is Behind the Mic. Hi, I'm interviewing Bella of the famed Mud and Gold today. How are you doing?
I'm good, Max. Thank you. I really wanted to say goodbye, but I
couldn't wake up on time. Before having her own show, Bella was introduced to the station by her partner, Carson, host of The Border. He was the one that brought Bella into the on-air booth for the first time.
It was pretty interesting when he told me he had a radio show, because that's like pretty big deal when you don't really know how easy it is to get involved if you live in Victoria and just start volunteering. So it was pretty cool. I've never been anywhere near a radio station or so, just like sitting in the booth and watching him, like getting to do all of the soundboard and choosing all the music and stuff was really cool.
Was it him that said you should really try this?
Yes, it was.
Yeah,
he would always try to get me to go on mic, but the most nerve-wracking part, and knowing that definitely someone is listening to you, but you have no idea who it is. I knew that you were leaving,
but soon after, Bella was the host of her own show, Mud and Gold. The name of Mud and Gold holds a lot of meaning to Bella. I'll see you in town.
Well, where I got it directly from, there's a Towns Van Zandt song called Mr. Mud and Mr. Gold. Just to go with that, I also kind of like the idea of like Mud and Gold and how they're both kind of beautiful and awful in their own ways. And both of those components are kind of contained in everything. Like in humans, you know, we have our dark sides and our beautiful and our more, I guess, our lighter sides, and in music. And so I guess with that, it was kind of like the gritty, like less clean kind of garage music up to like the, I don't know, the pros, you could say.
Here is Mr. Mud and Mr. Gold by Towns Van Zandt, the tune that inspired the name of Bella's program. Well, the wicked king of clubs awoke, and it was to his queen he turned. His lips were laughing as they spoke, his eyes like bullets burn. The sun's upon a gambling day. His queen smiled. You have some interesting themes on Mud and Gold, and a lot of them have to do with nature. How does the music that you play coincide with the naturistic themes that you choose?
I think that a lot of the musicians that I'm really into are just pretty connected to something bigger than themselves in the world, and in a lot of cases that manifests in the natural world, I suppose. So just kind of a regard for, like, I did my first show I ever did, I did on water, and I did one on flowers. And I've kind of realized lately that if you just kind of choose what you're feeling that day, it just kind of falls into a theme anyways. And usually it has something to do with the weather too, you know.
Yeah.
It affects us so much, yeah.
Do you wake up in the morning and kind of say, like, I'm feeling like flowers today?
Yeah, kind of.
Really?
Yeah, well, today I was like, I'm feeling like Towns Van Zandt. Sooner or later, we all make the little flowers grow. Or later,
we all make the little flowers grow. What was the first band that you ever thought of something to do with nature when you were listening to it? Like, you were like, this sounds like water.
Probably something about with Neil Young.
Neil Young?
Yeah, I feel like he's a pretty good example of someone that just kind of plays what he feels, and then it comes out in such a powerful way that it kind of seems like it's saying more than maybe he even realizes. And so it's kind of, yeah, he has like this poetic air, and I think part of it is kind of his unique voice, and like how a lot of people are kind of unsure about it. But I think that kind of comes back to the whole Mud and Gold thing, is like that sometimes the beautiful things have like the gritty part too, and it just kind of, yeah, when a musician lets it flow out like that, then it is kind of like water, you know. It kind of is just this natural thing that washes over you, and then you can focus on feeling it while you're listening to it a little better too. No, I don't believe this song.
you said that when you came onto your first show, you were really, really nervous.
Yes.
How was working through that?
Well, the nerve-wracking part, I mean, we have to do the whole soundboard, or not just have to, get to, which is pretty awesome. So a lot of it was just kind of trying to not build up in my head all the stuff I was going to have to do, like, while I was doing my show. But that just took practice. The part that was the most nerve-wracking was definitely talking on mic. And I used to just be really nervous, I guess, that people listening would judge me and stuff. But then I kind of realized that if people were listening to local radio, that they were there to support you, and they're the community, and they want to listen to what you have to say, and they, like, want to hear the music that you have to play. And so I kind of realized, like, they're on my team. Like, no one's sitting there listening to me like, oh, what's this girl doing? About a bed free, and I feel like
I'm dying, but if she's there next to me. Although nervous at first, Bella has gained a following with her tracks on Mud and Gold.
It's actually really surprising. I've had probably like every second show or every third show, I'll get a phone call from someone, which is pretty cool because, you know, then it shows you that someone you don't know is listening. And then as well, I have a lot of friends that tell me they listen every week. And like my grandpa in Brazil listens, and my grandma in Minot, North Dakota listens. Nice. And it's, yeah, it's pretty cool. And then I have people like Jim, like before me, who always like gets really, and Chuck Hill also, Smoker's Cough, they get really excited when I bring in my records. And it's just kind of fun to like bring in like kind of, I don't know, in like encourage people's enthusiasm for the music that they forgot they loved or like they haven't heard before, and then they get something new. And
it may seem odd that Mud and Gold would attract an older audience, seeing as the host behind it is a young woman, but Bella is not surprised.
When I first applied for my show, I wanted to call it For the Dads, because I realized that my taste in music is like very dad music. And like when I thought of that, I was like, I got to play a lot of Steely Dan. So that was kind of going to be my thing. So, you know, Steely Dan comes in here and there. But that's, I guess I already kind of expected that. And I really like that too, to have like kind of this, I guess, thing that breaks down the blockages between generations, because there shouldn't be those blockages. You know, it's not that simple to just say like, I'm older than you, so we can't relate about anything. And we're the same age, so we relate about everything. You know, it's kind of like unfounded to make a claim like that.
How does CFUV break down the wall of the generations?
Oh, definitely, just with its inclusiveness, and it's so supportive. Like, I know during the orientation, like, and you get to go through all of the different kind of parameters and like making sure you don't make any libelous remarks, and it's just so set on trying to get as many different kinds of people and as many different perspectives on the radio as it can. And I think that's so beautiful, because we do live in a world that's kind of going both ways at the same time. Like, it feels like we're going backwards and people are getting like more prejudiced and more closed-minded, but at the same time everyone is trying to like set each other free and set themselves free. And so it's cool to have like a set thing that's like involved in the university that people respect, and like a good avenue to listen to that. And
having been a volunteer for almost a year, CFUV is an important part in Bella's life. She has given a lot to the station with Mud and Gold, and CFUV aids Bella in her personal growth.
I think it's made me more thoughtful in some ways. You have to really be part of a team, even if you're doing your show yourself, because, you know, you have someone that goes before you and then you have something that comes after you. So it's a lot of responsibility, and they trust you so much. You know, they give you a key to their station, and they train you, and then they kind of like set you free. And so it's kind of like you want to make them proud. And they're so, everyone that works here is like so kind and passionate about it too. So it makes you that much more excited. So definitely that, and as well with choosing music, and then kind of, it's really cool to kind of get beyond yourself a little bit and like not just what do I want to listen to today, but like, you know, what maybe other people would feel as well.
Living on the road, my friend, what's gonna keep you free and clean? Now you wear your skin like
iron. What would you say to your past self? The self that came in here for the first time about a year ago, sat down at the mic and didn't know what to say. What would you tell yourself?
Relax. Don't take yourself so seriously. Life is confusing, but it can still be fun. And yeah, I guess that just kind of goes for everyone. And to anyone listening, like, get involved with CFUV. It's really awesome. And it's so special to like get to do something like this.
Bella has made her mark at CFUV as a person who breaks down generational barriers, and she fights the idea that certain genres of music are not meant for diverse age groups. She does this by hosting a fantastic folk show that is loved by all. Our last track for today is Steely Dan's Pig. This episode of Behind the Mic included an interview with Bella, host of Mud and Gold, which airs on Fridays from 11 to noon. For more episodes of Behind the Mic, visit soundcloud.com/CFUV. We'll